ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Killed with a drug overdose, then cut up and put in a wheelie bin. That is what prosecutors allege Cherie Glastonbury did to her partner, 55-year-old Geoffrey McLean. On the case of the wheelie bin murder, we'll follow the murder trial of Cherie Glastonbury and three co-accused as they defend charges relating to Geoffrey's death. Search for the Case Law podcast on ABC Listen or wherever you get your podcasts to make sure you don't miss an episode.
When Coles told you that prices were down, were they really? Well, that's a matter now before the federal court. The competition watchdog arguing consumers have been misled and it needs to end. Today, consumer affairs reporter Michael Atkin on what we've heard in the case so far and how Coles defends its practices. I'm Sam Hawley on Gadigal Land in Sydney. This is ABC News Daily. Michael, this court case is really intriguing because it goes to how Coles, well, markets things and gets us to buy certain products with slogans like down, down.
Down, down to just $1.80 at Coles.
Yes, so we're in the middle of this 10-day trial. Mm-hmm. It's Coles versus the consumer watchdog in the federal court. And the ACCC is accusing Coles of something very serious, saying that they've been utterly misleading over discounts on products between February 2022 and March 2023. Really important staple items that everybody buys each week: toothpaste, soft drinks, cheese, yogurts. And the allegations are that they increased their prices artificially. So they jacked them up for a very short period of time and then put it down on a down discount.
Yeah.
And say, you're getting a saving, essentially, is what the ACCC alleges. That Coles has been disguising these price rises as price discounts when in fact they're not.
Yeah, and you can still see those down labels on shelves around Coles, can't you? I notice them all the time.
That's correct. It's still a staple part of their supermarket campaigning. They've been around since 2010. And what was interesting is they actually played the ads to the court to a few chuckles from the gallery. The ACCC has said as part of the court case, well, Coles should have been levelling with consumers. Like, the customers in its stores should have been told, well, prices are going up. You didn't have to say your marketing tagline down, down, because prices weren't going down. That's what they claim. Can they prove it?
Okay, so the ACCC, the consumer watchdog, it's taken Coles to court this week. So let's now, Michael, consider what the court has heard. Now, one example that's been spoken about is dog food.
Yes, so it was Nature's Gift wet dog food is the product, and it was charged at $4 for almost 300 days, so nearly a year, before the price rose to $6 for a week. So that's an increase of 50% before falling to $4.50 on a down discount. And the ACCC says a reasonable consumer would think, seeing that price tag in the store, that they were getting a discount. But if they knew the full picture, that actually it had been $4 for 300 days before the 7-day price increase, that actually they would think, well, I'm not getting a discount here at all. I'm paying 50 cents more than it was.
Interesting. All right. And there was other examples, of course, as well. A box of Strepsils was one put forward, those throat lozenges, of course. And
yes.
Also, who doesn't love a shaped biscuit, Michael?
Indeed. So in the Strepsils case, it was a regular price for a box of them for $5.50. And the price remained that for 640 days before it was increased to $7 for 28 days. And then it was reduced on a down promotion. And the sales ticket that people saw when they purchased it for a down price was a WOS price of $7. However, what you were paying was actually 9% higher than the regular price of $5.50, according to the ACCC. So this is at the heart of why they say it's just utterly misleading. With the shapes, they put that example out in court earlier this week, that the shapes were sold for $5 a box in 2021, then got as high as $6.50 before going back to $5.50, all part of the down-down promotion cycle.
All right, but overall, Michael, the court is looking at more than 200 products.
That's right. This is not a case over one or two products. They're saying that this was more than 200 products for over a year. So they're saying that there was a massive amount of revenue generated for Coles and its suppliers using this misleading conduct. And what was really interesting is that they quoted from some internal emails, the ACCC, saying that Coles was actually looking very closely at the discounting Woolworths was offering, and that they saw that Woolworths was very sharply increasing the price of a product for a short period before discounting, much faster than Coles was. And so Coles staff were agitating internally to change their internal policies. And they eventually did that for the period that covers this conduct. And the ACCC alleges that in almost all of the cases, the discounting that followed wouldn't have been allowed under Coles' previous internal policies. And in one of the staggering bits of evidence, one of the Coles' internal emails, you know, mused on whether they should actually report the conduct of Woolworths to the ACCC. And the ACCC Council said, well, that's exactly what Coles should have done, but instead it didn't. You know, lawyers from the Consumer Watchdog have labelled Coles' price discounts utterly misleading. They say it was a planned campaign. So this goes to intent. This wasn't something that just happened. If the ACCC can land that intent, that's a significant win for the ACCC. But they don't need to prove that outright. It's just whether the average consumer in the shops were misled.
All right. Well, Michael, this court case, it's not necessarily about how much things actually cost, but really how they're marketed and then what consumers take away from that. Now, Coles rejects the ACCC's allegations that its down-down ads were misleading, and of course they're defending it in court. What has Coles been saying to the court?
Yeah, Coles has unfolded its defence over a couple of days now, and they vehemently reject the ACCC's allegations. And I guess there's two parts to the Coles defence. So they say that customers were really offered genuine discounts. So this ACCC allegations that they were fake discounts, they say that's wrong, because if you have a look at the price tag, well, Coles really did charge $6 for the item before discounting it to $4.50. And it showed clearly what the saving was on that price tag. Now, that may have been only the price for a very short period of time, as little as 7 days, but that doesn't make it a fake discount, Coles says. It was still a genuine discount from that previous price. And it also says, well, you know, we've had this period of massive rampant inflation. Our costs were increasing far more than we'd seen in the past. So were our suppliers. And suppliers were banging down our door, pushing for price increases. And, you know, they say that this first price that was charged, you know, that's often for 300 days or more, that was no longer relevant because time had moved on. And, you know, it's its right to increase prices. And that has been a key part of the argument here. There was this great line from the Coles Council saying, in the end, all prices are temporary. Nothing lasts forever.
Yes.
You can tell he'd been mulling that one over in front of the mirror, I think.
Perhaps. And isn't it so true? The top executives at Coles, Michael, they're not actually fronting up to this, are they? Why not?
Well, that's a good question. When I interviewed Alan Fells, the former ACCC boss ahead of the case, he thought they should, because if they wanted to have the best chance of defending the case, he thought that would be important. Obviously, Coles disagrees. We don't know exactly who is going to be called yet, but from information they've submitted to the court, it seems like it's likely to be people who were in charge of pricing or individual products or negotiations with suppliers. You know, it's Coles, right, to choose what it wants to do in terms of defending the case. It's really harping on this point of, well, the ACCC hasn't established what a reasonable period is for us to charge a price before we discount. And they think they're on to a winning argument there, I think, in defending the case.
Well, Michael, of course, most, if not all, Australians have shopped at Coles at one point or another. And I know we've talked about this before, but the biggest problem we have is that we just don't have much option. We can't really just shop around because there's not that many supermarkets to shop at.
Yes, I think this is the big white elephant hanging over this entire court case is it's still Coles and Woolworths dominating about two-thirds of the market. And so really the desperate need for more competition is what would make a difference to everybody in terms of driving down price and having intense competition. The supermarkets do say they're getting a lot of competition on certain items from players like Amazon. Mm. But when I ask people like Alan Fells about that, he says it's a drop in the ocean compared to the overall market and it's not making a meaningful difference.
Well, Alan Fells, who you mentioned there, the former ACCC boss, he says this is the case of the century. And, you know, Michael, it could be really costly for Coles, couldn't it, if it loses this case? But on the flip side of that, if it doesn't and it wins, it won't be great for the ACCC.
Yeah, the stakes are massive for everybody, which is why Alan Fells calls it the case of the century, because Coles faces the possibility of a massive penalty if it loses, you know, north of $50 million. Alan Fells thinks it could be much more than that.
The stakes are enormous. For Coles, the behaviour affects millions of customers, potential fines in the hundreds of millions of dollars, and reputation effect.
You know, we saw Qantas fined $100 million for misconduct, Optus the same. And so there could be something in that ballpark if the case succeeds. And not only that, there's another case against Woolworths for almost identical conduct waiting in the wings. Mm-hmm. So whatever happens in this case is going to impact that. There's a class action waiting. But I think from a big picture perspective, if Coles loses, then it could change this area of was-now pricing, it's called. So this is discount pricing that happens basically in every area of retail where you see an original price with a big cross through it and then a discount price and you're meant to feel really great about how much money you're saving. Well, if there's new rules or boundaries put around how long a price needs to be offered before a discount is seen as valid, that could really shake up the retail sector, and a lot of consumer advocates think that would be really good for consumers.
All right. Now, but just to put that $50 million fine into perspective, Coles did report a net profit last year of $1.08 billion, didn't it, Michael?
Yes, that's right. So I think in terms of the fine, you know, they won't want to pay that fine if it does come to fruition, but it's really the reputational damage that people think makes the real difference. Mm. You know, it will be able to handle that in the balance sheet, as you've just talked about with the profit margin. Mm. But it's the loss of face that these corporations really worry about. And what's so interesting about this case is they have chosen to defend it because when the consumer watchdog comes knocking with a lawsuit, quite often the big companies choose to settle because they don't want the damaging headlines that come from weeks of a court case like Coles is going through now. But they obviously think they have a chance to win, and so they're fighting back, and they're fighting back hard.
Michael Atkin is the ABC's Consumer Affairs Reporter. This episode was produced by Sydney Peed. Audio production by Sam Dunn. Our supervising producer is David Cody. I'm Sam Hawley. Thanks for listening.